morning.
Good morning. Who's this?
Martha Sue.
Hi, Martha Sue. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing, Karen?
I'm doing good.
Good. Trying to figure out how to turn this page around. when I opened up what I have on my computer, it's going the wrong direction. Let me see if I can figure out what I got to do. Something different. Hold on one second. Mm-hmm. Y'all still covered in snow?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning, Martha Sue.
How are you?
Good, good. I sure missed talking to you yesterday.
I know, I thought about that by the end of the night, so I'll call you when this is over.
Okay, babe.
Okay. I
always look forward to Terrific Tuesday.
Yeah, well, thank you. Karen's on the line with us, so...
Hi there. Hi, Karen.
Covered in snow. I loved it when you said, I was on the call and listening as I was driving yesterday, when you said that you were looking out your loft and you couldn't see anything.
I know, it's awful.
And I thought, oh my gosh, I've been in that loft.
Yep.
And that's pretty crazy.
Well, Dennis spent 4 hours shoveling yesterday.
Oh, gosh.
And that wasn't even the driveway.
Oh, wow.
We got 2 feet. It wasn't 1 foot.
Who was it said you got 10 feet and 9 feet? Karen, was that you? Or 8 feet?
We got 8 inches Sunday, and then... Well, we were supposed to get 10 more inches yesterday, but we didn't, thank goodness.
Oh, my gosh. You know what? I thought you said feet, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, they've got to be covered.
Yeah. No, thank goodness it wasn't feet. Oh, my gosh.
Well, that's interesting. Good morning. Somebody else joined us.
Good morning. This is Ruth.
Good morning.
We're the early birds.
I've uploaded what I had, and I don't know for sure if it's exactly, if you have a newer version or not.
I have a new slide, but it doesn't say much at all, Martha Sue, yet.
Okay.
It was, but we focused on inflammation on Monday and how to talk about that.
Yeah, that was good. I was able to listen while I was driving, but I didn't say anything.
Oh, okay, good. I'm glad you were on there.
Yeah, you know, actually, I tried to say something, but then I got to work and I had to stop. I had to cut off before the call was over. But one of the things that I noticed, I know our call hasn't really started yet, so Steve's not recording, but the inflammation in my knees, it just seems like I'm able to maneuver easier now than what I was before. And I think one of the things that I've cut out the very most has been bread.
Right.
And not to say that I don't have some bread, because being with my Mexican crew, when they eat, they have tortillas. I mean, they serve on tortillas. You know, it's kind of like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I have had some tortillas, but to have a bagel, and looking back at what I was doing, the easiest thing I could grab here in the sorority house as I ran out the door to have something to eat was a bagel. So several mornings a week, I ate a bagel as I drove. And I don't do that now. And so that's, you know, looking at the things that I've cut out, that's, I would say, one of the things that's probably been the most helpful with the inflammation, looking at the charts and everything. You know, cutting that out would make a big difference. So, good morning. It looks like Margaret's with us. Go ahead, Ruth.
She's on the phone.
Hey, Ruth. It's Margaret.
Good morning, Margaret.
Good morning.
When you go to the Mexican, to Rose's place and eat, or wherever you're going to eat Mexican food, just ask for corn tortillas.
Yeah. Well, that's what she serves, is corn. She serves corn tortillas. But I'm saying I'm still having some kind of a not flower, but I don't know, what would you
it's a corn, it's just not got the gluten is probably the biggest difference. I don't remember. Oh, I can change the screen. Can you change the screen?
Yeah.
I guess you can.
On the cart, yeah.
Okay, so that's usually green, but let's see. Cornbread's on here. It's in the same color, so it's just.
On the light green for you? Or am I?
Yeah, they're both in the light, yeah. Both in the light green, but it's quite a spread. So having the book helps. Because, okay. Let's see if they're still the same or not.
Well, okay. So, I guess we can go ahead and get started. We've got several people out.
Yeah, we should. Corn is slightly better. It's a 2.5, and wheat is a 2.0. If they're sprouted, they're better.
Oh, I doubt seriously they're using sprouted.
I don't think so.
I doubt seriously that they are. This last week has been really an experience for me because Tuesday morning, Rosa had a birthday party for herself that was from her birthday the week before. And she brought out a pan larger than I have ever seen in a restaurant, big pan, that she'd made menudo. And, of course, they told me what was in it. And, first of all, I was, there's no way. But I'm going to eat this. And here I am talking. Yeah. Oh, gosh. Anyway, I like the juice. And it's, you know, the little vegetable things like onions and stuff that were in. Okay, so I ate that. I pulled all the meat out, and Rosa fixed me a bowl of it that it had probably 20 pieces of this meat in it. I'm like, oh, my gosh. And I was trying to be nice, but it was like, oh, gosh. I can't do this. But it was this pan, and my reason for telling this is based on, you know, our Nikon business. She invited all of her customers, people that were friends, and they kept coming all day long to celebrate her birthday. Well, apparently this may be something that a lot of people do, but she was serving other people that would come to celebrate her birthday with her. Which was an interesting deal. But she had this pan of menudo. If it had been pozole, I would have gone, ooh, I love pozole. But the menudo was a little off for me. But I watched people come through there that respect her and love her, and I thought, all of these people need to know about what we're teaching, what you've put together, and how awesome it would be if I could get somebody to translate all this into Spanish and ask one of those gals if they would start the Health Style Choices call and even do the slides, but make it a Spanish call because they all need it and they're concerned about their health. So I would pursue that. If you're open to that, Ruth, I may pursue us doing that.
I'll be honest, just turn to that slide that has the alkaline all on the right. Yeah, that one. We mentioned the canola oil shouldn't be on there, but I'm thinking that I might make a chart like this with all of the fruits and vegetables gathered together so you can see immediately which ones. This one is somewhat that way so that you can see it, and then put them all of the purple ones would be over here, and then, anyway, I've got to check this one and see how accurate it is and look at some things about it, but kind of redo this slide, and then that would be something that's easier for people to see. This one is easier to see. These are the best things to eat over here.
And the dark green.
And the dark green, right. Most alkaline. And most important is these are not very good for you over here.
Yeah,
I mean,
well,
very little of those.
My corn tortillas are not in that green column.
Surprise, surprise.
Yeah, right. And it's not that I've had very many, but at any rate, let me go back here. Let's go to this picture. And those of you that are with us, I see several on the webinar with us. I don't know. Is there anybody on the call with us that's not on the webinar?
I am, Linda.
Okay, you're not on yet. All right.
I'm not going to be on the webinar. I'm still in bed.
Oh, good for you. Covered up. All right.
Yeah.
All righty. Well, we got Margaret on here with us. Karen, we got your picture. You and Clyde. Kathleen Miller's on the webinar. Kathleen, are you on the phone with us?
I am.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And are you feeling better? That was you yesterday saying you were not feeling good.
Oh, I'm still not, but gee, I sure sound better. I was surprised. I'd never heard my voice till I answered you.
Now, that's usually when you have a frog along with you. Okay, so got Monty, got Mary Helen. That's hard for me to say. I always thought Mary Dean. Dean was her middle name, and it's her last name. That's pretty funny. Mary Lou. I just want to, this is Terrific Tuesday, for those of you that are on this call that don't realize, that's what Ruth asked me to take, and on this Terrific Tuesday is a measuring and tracking success. I haven't switched over to this noodle, still had some places open on mine. I'm Martha Sue. And actually, sad to say, I mean, this would be a 10-year anniversary because we started, Ruth and Char started the lifestyle calls back in 2002, and I jumped in after they started this, and actually was on my bus tour during the time that I jumped on the call, and I had made it all the way to New York City. When I joined them, and I'll never forget, you know, looking at the block chart, which would be here, looking at this block chart of things that you can eat, and you would eat one block in each of these categories. You have 3 blocks for a woman and 4 blocks for a guy. Well, I thought she meant 3 blocks for the whole day. And so I ate, needless to say, you lose a lot of weight that way because I had 1 block at breakfast, 1 block at lunch, 1 block at dinner. So I had 3 blocks during the whole day. And at the end of the day, before I called in the next morning, I said, well, I can certainly understand how somebody's going to lose weight. I'm starving. Because I was starving. But anyway, as those of you on the call may recognize in your own cycle, there were times that I was on the call all the time. There were times that I wasn't. And times that when life gets in the way and you go on and about the habits that you have going on in that cycle that are not healthy habits, but you're living them. You know, that's kind of what's going on. You're just existing. And then I came back into the call. I don't remember just when that was, but I was living in Florida by that point, so that would have been 2003. And some physical things going on with me that a doctor had told me, I mean, if I could get things under control, I knew that I was going the direction of dying. My life was in demise. And when I dialed the phone number and Ruth said, oh, Martha Sue, it's so good to hear your voice. And it was like she reached through. I've said this so many times, but we don't realize how important it is that we may be the catalyst for saving somebody, helping somebody. And Ruth reached her arm through that telephone cord all the way from Vashon Island through to Kissimmee, Florida, and pulled me in, and it was amazing. And that was when I started and jumped in with both feet, knew that I could have three blocks, and, I mean, I was focused totally. Actually, I was obsessed. It wasn't that I was focused, but I didn't want to die. There were too many things that I still had on the chart that I wanted to do, and I didn't want to die. And so when it was the exercise 30 minutes a day, walk 30 minutes a day, it even when I was avoiding a hurricane and had had a blowout in my school bus that we left Kissimmee in to go up to Tallahassee and had a flat on one of the tires, was it a tire? I got out and in the parking lot, I walked for 30 minutes because I was committed to do that. And, you know, I got to tell you that right now, I mean, I want this really badly, but I haven't seen myself out walking in a parking lot for 30 minutes. And so maybe that obsession is not here as much as it was back at that point, because nobody told me recently that I was going to die. So maybe that's the difference. So in addition to this being terrific Tuesday, it's also Transparent Tuesday. And it's a day where you have to look at things. And I know that on Wednesday you talk about feelings and how do things make you feel. Well, okay, I know that there's been a high stress load in my life in the last week with the things that I've been putting together. And so I know, first of all, I have not written on the little daily accountability chart. So, okay, there's a screw up. And I know that over the weekend, I ate a couple of bags of pretzels. And so it was like, okay, why did I do that? What was it that made, well, I just was trying to get things finished. And so a high stress load overcomes that goal that you have to be healthy if you let it. And you're not focused enough to take care of yourself. So today is the accountability part that shows up to bite you on the back end. So I haven't slept as much as I should, and that's why I was not on the call Friday morning, because I told Ruth I slept in. I just, everything got to me. And so the sleep part had not been there as much as it should. The exercise has not been there like it should be. And I bought this, I told y'all I bought this walking CD. That the first interesting thing was that I've either had it for 8 months or might have had it for a year, but I unwrapped the package when we started these calls. It's pretty funny. But I did do it one day, and I was blown away that I could keep up with this lady. And so, but I've only done it that one day. I'm throwing this all out there because if I throw enough mud on the wall about what's honest, about what's going on in my life, some of you may look at it and go, ooh, I got that same T-shirt. And I told y'all last Tuesday, be transparent. I had not written on the chart. I was going to come back to the call today and with reporting that I had kept a record. Well, guess what? I haven't kept a record. But I weighed and measured, and so I had gained... I found again 0.2 pounds. So 0.2 pounds. Well, that could be, you know, whatever. Could have been those pretzels. But I was up 0.2. I have a net of 5.8 pounds that I donated out in the air someplace. Somebody else got it. But I lost, even though I didn't lose pounds, that wasn't the end result, I still lost inches. And so that at least tells me that even though I'm not perfect, there were changes that were being made that did make a difference. And I'm having people ask me what I'm doing, because they're noticing that I'm losing something. My face is different, my body structure is different, and so they're noticing. So I lost 2.5 inches, so now that's a total of 9.25 inches that I have shed since we started this fall on January the 9th. I was on for a week before we started the fall. So So I've lost 9 1/4 inches. And
that's
so
awesome.
When you calculate that, here's what happened to me in 2003. Because I was so focused and I was so oriented, and when all of a sudden I looked at my tape measure and there was 9 1/4 inches, oh, wow, that's sizable. Okay, so, but if I held it up to somebody, they go, yeah, right, okay. But when it, like I said, when that grew each week, and it grew each week, it was like I was losing it, but my tape measure was gaining it. And when I wore that tape measure everywhere, it was so I could put the end of it in, like Dave Johnson's hand, and I started backing up, and I put my finger with the number of inches that I'd gotten rid of. And by that point, it was already longer than my height. And that was so cool. It made a statement, but I can tell you all, as consultants, what we're wanting to do is be duplicatable, and there was nobody that ever wore a tape measure that I know about like me, because it was not duplicatable. And that's as transparent as I can get. It worked for me, and it drew attention, and other people talked about how cool that was, but I never saw any of them wearing tape measures. So I don't want it to be where I'm not going to wear my tape measure anymore. I just want it to be that visible change that happened because of the actions that I've taken. So, being transparent again.
Martha Sue, just because they didn't wear a tape measure doesn't mean that they didn't get with a program. They may have gotten started and decided to do something.
Yeah, but if I want people to join me doing the same thing that I am, they're not going to wear a tape measure. And they're going to look at me and go, well, that's good for you, but I could never do that. But you don't have to do that. So then you have to explain you don't have to do that. So I'm not going to wear a tape measure this time around. I have an invisible tape measure around my neck. Maybe I need to say that. Because now that tape measure is 9 1/4 inches long. So at any rate, my goal for the week is for me to start writing down and writing on that chart. And I'll guarantee you when I come back next Tuesday, there will be a difference. There will be a bigger difference if I write it down. I know that. Well, why would I spend a week and then 2 weeks, 3 weeks saying, whoa, it hadn't happened yet? I need to get into action. I need to take action to get different results. So, that all said, anybody else want to sprout up on Terrific Tuesday, Transparent Tuesday, and do you have my T-shirt? I'm so glad you all are perfect.
That's the problem. We're not wanting to speak up. We're not being transparent.
Okay.
Well, Martha, somewhere else speak up.
I'll tell you what I...
And, lo and behold, I will have a marvelous Monday because I measured and I weighed. And then last night I had a piece of chocolate cake.
Where are you going to write that one on the chart?
I know.
Okay. All right, Marvelous Monday. There you go. I love naming the day. All right. You know, and I want y'all to understand that being transparent just means you're being, it's not, well, I am being transparent with y'all, but I'm also being transparent with myself. If I want to, I mean, just think about it. In golf, if I said, to be honest, I haven't practiced my golf game in a long time because I didn't take care of me in that department. So if I went out and wanted to make a big difference in where I am in my own golf game, I have to really go out and practice. Well, that's no more. This is practicing. You're changing habits to get a different result. If you want to drop a score in your golf game, you got to practice. You got to do more of a new action to change the result. Well, that's all this is. We are changing action. And Ruth has given us a format to follow. I don't know. I haven't looked. Let's see here. I don't see chocolate cake on this carbohydrate thing. Do you have chocolate cake anywhere, Ruth?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Lemon yellow on the show.
The worst thing is because of the inflammation that causes in your body.
Absolutely.
I have a question about this chart. So how come the same item appears over and over and in different amounts? Like, how should we read this chart?
I get
the color part as far as the pH. But was there other meanings to the different blocks?
Yes, the amount that is on them. Tell me which one. There was a couple that were repeated, and I took some of them out, but some of them were still on there.
Like spinach. On the second column, there's spinach. Like 5 or 6 times, and then there's spinach some other places in the chart, too. Does that have a special meaning, or?
This spinach is cooked. And the first one, I guess I don't have a pointer. The first one up is cooked vegetables, and then spinach occurs again in the raw vegetables, and then the frozen vegetables. What is that?
Oh, well, I'm trying to do a pointer for you, and obviously I messed that up.
How did you get to have a run with my name on it? That's cool.
I don't know how to take it away.
Oh, well,
there it is. It'll go away. The pointer thing that you're talking about is that little thing right there. There's the first 3.5 inch, 3.5 cups, and then 3.5 cups for spinach. One's cooked and one's not.
That one on the bottom under grains, spinach is not a grain. That one should be gone. It must have popped down there when I moved it, and I didn't notice it.
There's like spinach, like under raw vegetables, for instance, there's spinach a couple times on the left-hand side there and then once over on the right-hand side. Does that have any, like, meaning or?
Here you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 boxes of spinach, and I see where one's cooked and one is raw.
Well, and then if you go over to the right-hand side, under raw vegetables, you know, spinach, 20 cups chopped?
20 cups of chopped spinach. I'm not sure.
It's one block? You have 20 cups of chopped spinach?
Wow. Let me see what is on the other one. That's a one block.
Yeah.
That's 20 watts. Like, I don't know. So a block
the
is supposed
is,
to be
the
a serving?
The one is correct. Yes. Yes, well, we have, for one meal, you eat 3 blocks. Probably you're not going to eat 3 blocks of spinach. Then you'll have 60. So the spinach on the left under cooked is 3.5. You take your 20 and it turns into 3.5, probably because it cooks down so much. I'm going to work on this chart a little bit more anyway, and so I will correct those. Thank you for pointing that out. It is supposed to be 20 cups of raw and 3.5 cups of cooked.
Okay.
The other thing is, if I remember it, Ruth, correct me if I'm wrong, I don't want to eat 20 cups of spinach for my one block. I mean, that would be one huge bowl, 20 cups. But you could have like a half of a block of spinach and a half of a block of tomatoes. So like you've got a 1.5 block of chopped tomato or 2 cherries. You're combining this doesn't mean you're going to have 20 cups of chopped spinach, but a portion of that and then a portion of the other things.
To make up your block.
So 3 blocks from this upper part of the chart is supposed to make up a meal?
No, that's only one. You have 3 blocks of carbohydrates. You choose C on the the bottom of this isn't the newest chart.
Okay. I just put up what I have, so sorry.
So maybe I already did correct that. So when I see 20 cups of chopped spinach, I just think, okay, that's a free one. Because the amount is, I'm not going to have even 3 cups of spinach, probably. I'd maybe have 1 or 2 cups of chopped spinach, and so I would consider that pretty free. And then, like Martha Sue said, the other things you added to your salad.
So this isn't the whole thing, so is that right? So there's the other box with, like, protein choices that are part of it, or...?
Yes, there it is right there.
Okay. Oh. The overall thing is 3 blocks.
Here it is. Now, the one that's on the screen now, I think. Do you see the one down the right corner? It says women have 3 blocks each carb, protein, and fat per meal. And essentially what you're doing is filling up 2/3 of your plate with your vegetables and fruits. And then 1/3 of your plate with your protein and even maybe a grain, keeping yourself, and then it's colored so that you would choose those to be highly more alkaline on the alkaline. The blue or your blue and purple blocks are the best.
Uh-huh.
And try to stay away from these that are on the acidic side that are really green. So you have the aqua, the blue, and the purple, those would be the alkaline, and then you're going to have, and you also have represented on here the carbohydrates, the proteins, and the fats. And then you have 3 of those for each meal, and then you have 1 snack, or 2 snacks, that are only 1 block of protein, carb, and fat. And you want to have a good fat.
Okay.
You know, in making choices, and I remember I carried these were laminated, and when you get them totally finished, then that's what I'm going to go do, is to go and laminate these charts. And then also I think I'll laminate the one that, this one? Because...
It's got canola oil on it here. I didn't make this chart. I copied it. I snipped it. And so I have to fix this one, yeah.
Okay. All right. But I remember I carried these charts with me. Elizabeth, that was you talking. I carried these charts with me when I went to the grocery store, and the people in the vegetable aisle would look at me and go, they're already looking for things that are good for them. And I remember that people would say, well, what is that? And it would start a conversation with someone about what you're doing. And it seems to me we had some cards that had the phone number and the website, did we? We didn't do webinars then, but we had the phone number on little business cards, didn't we? Did we have a card that you could hand somebody and invite them to come?
I don't recall making one, but you probably made it yourself.
I probably did. They gave me to do that again.
Probably did.
I've been passing out the phone number for people to call in. But I remember there were 2 places in this transparency, places that I love to go to eat. Okay. One is Mexican food. Obviously, I'm still going to be doing that. And the other one was I love to go to a buffet because I can pick and choose what I want. The problem with going to a buffet is you can eat everything you want, and consequently, you might have about 16 blocks of food that you would want to eat instead of the 3 for your healthy meal. And I remember one night going to eat at this buffet with Bob and Doris. I was in Tallahassee then, traveling through. And I remember walking out of that buffet thinking I had conquered the world because I was able to go in and pick and choose, and I kept it within my requirements. And I thought I had won. And essentially, I had, because I could go in someplace that I love to eat, but I could eat the things that would still be healthy choices for me. Looking at this chart, following the guidelines of the chart, it let me go in someplace I like to go and yet be able to eat. And the other place was Mexican food, in a restaurant, not like Rose's Taco Place, but in a restaurant I found I could eat the fajita salad, a chicken fajita salad, and there was a regular restaurant that I went to on a regular basis, and I said, don't bring me any chips. I told them, don't bring any chips. And, you know, that's really funny because how many times, me and my T-shirt, how many times did somebody put a basket of chips in front of you and before you knew it, the chips were gone? You didn't know that you ate them. They're gone. And so I said, don't bring any chips. And they brought the salad. And just to eat the fajita salad was healthy. It had everything in it that we could eat. And yet you were satisfied, not over full. And you could walk out of the restaurant thinking you won. So being transparent, I want you all to understand, we're all winners. I didn't die yesterday or today because I only donated, you know, 2.5 inches to somebody that needed it. And actually, I grabbed back 0.2 pounds that I don't need. But the being transparent just tells me that I need to, if I'm going to do this call with y'all, I need to take action. So before we hop off, is there anybody, I know that y'all are, a lot of you are dealing with how does it make you feel to do something, but is there anybody that wants to chime in with a feeling of you realize that maybe the feeling you've got is because you're really not, haven't been accountable to yourself with action? Maybe next week somebody will say, I understood what you said, Martha Sue. I had that T-shirt. I donated it at Goodwill.
Martha Sue, I don't know what shirt you're talking about.
It's just a phrase. It's just like when you're talking about you've got habits that you do, and people go, and things that have happened in your life, and somebody says to you, I have that T-shirt. In other words, the same things have happened to them.
Oh,
It's an easy comparison without somebody saying, me too, to say, I have that T-shirt. I know how it feels to wear that T-shirt. It feels crummy to wear the T-shirt that you're overweight. And I will tell you that the feeling part of me, I noticed somebody walking down the street the other day, and they were eating a candy bar. And the thought that flashed back in my mind was Marlene Eborn in Germany at the top of this stage. She was on this staircase, and her highlight of the deal, she was coming down, and as she turned around, actually her dress was unbuttoned, and she was, and she buttoned her dress, but she told story of she was very overweight when she joined McKen, and that she remembered getting in the elevator with someone that was very overweight, and they were slurping down a candy bar. And what effect it had on her, because she didn't want to look like that. Not that she didn't, she already was overweight, but that she didn't want to be in need of slurping down food, and that she became so conscious of what she was putting into her mouth, you would never know in looking at her. I don't know how she looks now. She would never have known that she had a weight problem. I didn't, because she was beautifully sculpted, you know, in great shape, and she had a lot of things that had gone on in her life that made her unhappy, and she hid in that unhappiness in food. That's what she shared. She was transparent, which is really amazing. So anyway, I have on my transparent T-shirt. Ruth, if you want to call it that, that's what it is. Transparent T-shirt that other people can identify with in their life without them having to explain. All they have to do is put a check mark to say, me too. So, I love you all. Anybody have anything they want to add to this transparent and terrific Tuesday? Anybody have any questions?
Thanks, Liz, for reporting online. Good job, Liz.
Yep, I'm on my way.
Cool. All right, and Liz, I want to tell you that, you know, when you, last week when you called in, it was the same umbilical cord going to you that it was with Ruth called that day when I called in. I want you to know that. Be life-changing. So let's all go change our lives and other people's lives at the same time. All get healthy, and I'm not wearing my measuring tape that's visible, but I'm wearing a transparent one. Okay? Love you all.
Thank you very much. This was great.
Do you have that T-shirt, too?
Sure. I've been sick, and I really, because I'm gluten and dairy and everything free, I have to be really careful what I eat. And there was some whipped cream in my refrigerator, and I must have gotten so hungry or so off keel that I ate several tablespoons of that. But I'll tell you, the sore on my tongue healed up. I don't know if it balanced out something a little bit or what, but anyway, I was so dashed that I would do such a thing, but I did it. So,
thank you.
I can recover, and I didn't gain or lose any yesterday, but I'm okay.
Cool. Well, it's fun to be back with everybody. It's fun to laugh, and it's fun to know that I have got to kick up what I'm doing by several notches, and that the lady that I unwrapped the tape, what I'm going to do is to send, I'll go get the name of it. I don't remember what her name is, but I will send that to Ruth today. If you could send that out to everybody. And it's something that, like right now, while y'all are covered in snow, you can do at home in front of your television. And I was, like I said, I was surprised I could keep up with her. And because I had told myself, because after I'd fallen last year, I had told myself I couldn't do that. There's no way I could do that. It hurts me that. I couldn't do that. Like, but I did do it. How cool is that? I told myself for a year I couldn't do that. Yeah. So there you go. I'll send it out, Ruth, if you'll broadcast that to our group here. If you're not doing the exercise that you feel like you want to do, just pick it up. I'm sure that I bought it at Walmart. And
I need to have, if you're listening and not on the webinar, and you want to be on my mailing list, then you'll need to email your email to me and let me know that you want to be on the list. And my email, I'll just stick on here really quick. I think everybody has it, but just in case.
There you go.
Oh, I guess if they're not on the webinar, they won't see it. So if you're not on the webinar, it's N-O-T, not period, Hurton, H-U-R-T-N, at gmail.com. I know there are people who are on it already on my list. So, okay. Have a good day, everybody. Thank you very much, Martha Zoo. Excellent job.
Thank you, Liz. I just saw your note. You go, girl. I just saw your note. How cool is that? Are you still here, Liz?
What?
Oh, got it on the thing, and I didn't see it.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was talking about there.
Oh, okay. That's awesome. I was leaning back far enough, I didn't see the screen. Okay, if you would send me your updated charts. I know you're going to change some more, but then I'll replace what I've got, if you don't mind, if you'll do that for me.
I sent them this morning for the desktop ones.
You did? Well,
Is this a PowerPoint one?
I didn't get anything from you this morning. Wait, there it is. Slides if you want to use them. I see. Okay. That's the most current one?
Yeah, but you'll get another one before next week.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. Bye, everybody. Have a great week.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thanks.